name is William Green. I'm pastor of congregational care here at First United Methodist Church and the preaching pastor for this service. We're so glad that you're here today to start the new week off in worship. We pray that what we do here will overflow into the whole week. We love because God first loved us, and we express our love through worship. It's the thanks that can't be stopped. A special word of welcome to the guests who are today. Today we have been blessed by the Unity Sunday School class who have chosen to join us. We're so grateful for each and every one of you and for all that you do. Today we have many, many things going on, but I'm going to call on my beloved wife to share with you about those things. And Polly, come forth and share with us.
Today is a very, very special day, and I was thinking this morning about a scripture, and since we're dedicating Lee's book, I was thinking about, look to the Lord in His strength, seek His face always, Psalm 105:4, and it's one of my favorites, and I was thinking how much Lee sought God and Jesus' face, and that is really what it's all about, walking by faith. Indeed, today is a special day. After our service, there's going to be a reception that will be hosted right here in the fellowship hall. We'll have refreshments and a buffet table set up in the first cup room. And there will be a Southeast Raleigh Mission display table. And there will be book tables for you to purchase the poems of Lee Vierson. Please pick up your copy of The Connection. It's our church's newsletter. If you don't receive that online, and read about how God is working in people's lives through missions, through our youth, through so many different things. And in fact, this issue is about the new members of our staff who will be joining, so we can welcome them. We do have a mission to Southeast Raleigh. The shopping basket, and I'm so excited that it's overflowing today, is a mission to be the hands and heart and feet of Christ in Southeast Raleigh and to represent you with that love as these items are given out. They're listed in your bulletin. Each week we collect them in a shopping cart, and Otis and Winella and many others represent you with that love in Southeast Raleigh, so thank you. In today's service, we'll be dedicating the Book of Poems by Lee Vierson, 3 a.m., A Journey to God Through Poetry. And it's by Lee for God's glory and the continuation of the ministry in Southeast Raleigh that he was an integral part of. So we are so glad that you are here today to share with us.
Word of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks that because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we know that in everything you have the last word, and that last word is always life. May we receive that spirit of life today as we worship you and as we thank you. And in this service, may you be glorified. And when we leave here this day, may you be glorified through our service. Lord, help us not only to believe, but help us to obey. Help us to show that indeed we are your disciples by the way we love one another. Gather us all up into your arms today. Speak to us in the way in which we need a word from you as your children. Where one rejoices, we all rejoice. Where one suffers, we all suffer. Help us to be the body of Christ gathered together here. And help us to be a walking demonstration of your kingdom in the world. An alternative way to live. Of going the second mile, of loving enemies, of living nonviolently in a violent world, of forgiving, of loving, of serving. Oh Lord, make us more like Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Today we're going to have some special poems read from Lee's new book. The first one will be read by Laura Jernigan. This is Lee's niece. And Laura, come on up here. I'll let Polly help you get set up here. She's going to read a poem, and then following that, Polly will read a poem. But let me just say a couple of words. Several years ago, Lee shared some poetry with me. And he asked me, do you think in any way God could use my poetry? And I said, certainly. And never would I have guessed at that moment that later on there would be a book of published poems. But what's more important than that is that Lee wanted this book in some way, if he wanted his poems to reach other people. And now with his book that's coming out, we believe that not only will it reach other people and help them on their journey to God, but it will further the ministry that he was so much a part of, the ministry of Southeast Raleigh. Now, in the first part of this book, the whole book chronicles his faith pilgrimage. Lee went from times of doubt and darkness to a time of believing and great joy. So in the early part of the book are some of his poems that had to do with struggles. And thank God, because look, we all struggle. We're not alone. And then in the latter part of the book, glory, hallelujah. But it's all one story. And as you go throughout this book and you see how these poems chronicle his faith pilgrimage, my prayer is that you will begin to see in a more wonderful way your own faith pilgrimage and where you are and where God can lead you. So, Laura, thank you so much. She chose this poem to read for us. Thank you, Laura.
Pick me, before I go insane. Cure me of my blindness. Release me from my pain. Take this broken man, this man who cannot see. Release me from my demons. Let me live for thee. Give me living water. Feed me daily bread. Cure me of my sickness before my soul is dead. Pick me, before I go insane. Cure me of my blindness. Release me from my pain. Take this broken man, this man who cannot see. Release me from my demons. Let me live for thee. Give me living water. Feed me daily bread, for I know by just your word, I'll have nothing else to dread. Thank you.
It's so neat how God comes around for full circle. In June of 2010, I still have the bulletin, I was giving my testimony. It's called Redeemed by Love. And at that time, William and Lee were meeting, and William had started sharing some of the poems. And I said to Lee, could I use one of your poems? William brought a stack about this thick. It wasn't quite fair because every one touched my heart. But there was one in particular, Paul and Becky, that really touched my heart, and you guys know which one it is. My Soul Sings. And so during my testimony at the end, I read his poem, and it's printed in there, and I thought how neat it is. Redeemed by Love is so appropriate. But this poem is called My Soul Sings. Lord, I've never known another word that fills me with such joy. The mere mention of your holy name captures me. I'm your servant to employ. I rejoice at the sound of chimes. I delight in little winds. Fill me with your truth and love, and other souls I'll win. I'll go wherever you say go. I'll stop when you say be still. My greatest joy in life is when I can say I've done your will. I'll follow you down mountain paths. I'll drink from your words under the desert sun. You've raised me from the ashes, Lord. Without you, I'd come undone. My holy God, my shelter, what more can I ever say? But my life was forever changed the day you came my way. I don't know my future. I know not what tomorrow brings. I only know that when I'm with you, my soul sings. And it sings, and it sings. Amen. At this time, what we want to do is pass the peace. And May your souls be touched, and may you pass that joy to someone that you don't know. Can you pass the peace right now?